Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Mets hitting coach Kevin Long. Kevin, Travis d'Arnaud is off to a really good start this year, and I was talking about some mechanical changes that maybe you made with him. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, he came to Arizona this offseason, and we talked about being a little quieter on his front side, which he's done a nice job of, and flattening his bat. He had an extreme pointed angle with his bat towards the pitcher, and he's flattened that out, and it's helped him be shorter to the ball.
Jay Bruce is off to a good start, too. And I read where Jay is, like, he really embraced his sabermetrics and kind of leans on TJ Barron, you guys, for that.
Well, what he's done is he's really shrunk his strike zone. And, you know, proud of him for doing that. You know, so far this year, he's really honed in on the strike zone and been able to lay off pitches outside of it. And he's seeing some dividends for doing that.
You guys, you know, have an affection for that, like affinity for that, like, you know, seeing what the numbers guys say and, you know, using that?
Well, I think, you know, if it can help you and it makes sense to you, then you should probably do it. And that's what TJ does a great job of bringing the information to myself and Six. And then we take it to the players and see if we can, you know, see if there's any way that we can apply it to their swing in their game.
Drubal Carrera had a career year last year. Kind of flies under the radar a little bit. What is it that you did with Drubal last year that really had him break out, and it's continuing this year so far?
Well, he's just a solid player, and you know, when as Drubal gets hot, he can carry a team. And I didn't realize that he was this type of hitter. And last year, he proved what type of player he is. And you know, I think we'll continue to see a lot more of what he did last year this year.
From your knowledge, how's David Wright progressing, and what kind of hitter you think he can be when he comes back? It looked like he was really even more of a fly ball hitter last year before he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, I have to see some more of where he's at and what he's doing. I just hope we get him back on the field, to tell you the truth.
And Neil Walker last year had his biggest year in terms of power, you know, hitting more home runs off the lefties than ever before. And I remember you kind of did that with Curtis Granderson, too. What did you do with Neil last year to get him to hit for more power?
We just made it a little simpler. He was toe-tapping from the right side, and we took that away and really focused on using his lower half a lot more efficiently, which basically equates to bat speed and power, and it was able to translate for him.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy.